bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Wondrous Works by Dr. Carol Geisler, Monday, January 25th, 2021. Psalm 111, verses 2 through 4. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is His work, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The works of the Lord are studied by all who delight in them. Experts in many fields of study spend countless hours investigating the wondrous works of our Creator. Astronomers and biologists and scientists in every field study the wonders of creation. Doctors and nurses and all who are involved in medical care and research learn about the human body, bodies that are so fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. See Psalm 139. These studies provide useful knowledge about the world God made. And it's not only the experts who marvel at the splendor and majesty of God's works. Most people enjoy the gifts of the world that God has given to them. Even unbelievers can appreciate the wonders of creation, for God makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. See Matthew chapter 5. Yet, unbelievers do not know or refuse to acknowledge the God who created all things, the God and Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Although they may marvel at His works, they have, as Paul says in Romans chapter 1, exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature, the creation, rather than the Creator. By God's grace, we recognize the majesty of creation, and we worship the Creator. We do so in the name of Jesus Christ, through whom and for whom all things were created. See Colossians chapter 1. We especially marvel at God's enduring righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus, in which we were clothed in baptism. We give thanks above all for the gift of God's Son and for Jesus' saving work. Creation itself reminds us of all that our Savior has done for us. Out of all the many wonders in the night skies, we give thanks for the bright star that announced Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. Out of all the forests that cover so much of the earth, we praise God for that one rough-hewn, man-made tree on which our Savior died. Out of all the majestic, towering cliffs of stone, we marvel at that one heavy, hand-carved stone that fell away from the entrance of a dark tomb to reveal that Jesus is risen from the dead. We marvel at the world God made and sustains to this day. We worship Him as our Creator and our Savior because God has caused His wondrous works to be remembered. In the Spirit-inspired words of Holy Scripture, the mighty works of God are revealed before our eyes and our ears and our hearts. From creation and His promises for the gift of His Son, the story of God's love unfolds for us in the written witness of these sacred pages. We know, too, of greater, unimaginable wonders yet to come, of our resurrection to life on the last day, of a new heavens and earth, and of life forever in the presence of God, our Savior. We will proclaim then, as we do now, great are the works of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Lord God, I marvel at the works of Your hands, and I give thanks to You for the redeeming work of my Savior, Jesus Christ. In His name, amen.